Hey everybody, welcome back. On this week's episode of the podcast, we will be discussing Juice's dark and spotty history with indie film and television in Canada. Of course, we're also talking about what we've been playing lately. I've been playing a ton of Marvel Rivals, and you're going to hear more about it before we eventually dive into this week's topic, which is, what do we want from the Switch 2? Before we jump to the episode, please do us a solid and jump on whatever podcast platform you're listening on and give us a cute little five-star review. We'd really appreciate it. It goes a long way to helping support the pod. And with all of that being said, go and enjoy the show! It's dangerous. What's up, Barely Gamers, and welcome back to your favorite podcast featuring two internet best buds and some video games sometimes.
I'm Juicebox.
And I'm Jackson.
And it's dangerous to go alone, so hey, listen to us talk about some video games.
It's good. You kind of merged it. I think we go one or the other, but either way, I think it's good.
I wanted to tie it in. Yeah, I wanted to tie it in and see how it felt. So like, hey, listen.
Hey, listen.
To us talk about some video games.
To us.
Did you add the, hey, listen, into the thing?
Sure did.
Did you?
Did you listen to the podcast episode from last week?
I just told you before, I didn't have time.
I didn't have time to add, hey, listen.
You fucking rotted liar.
I didn't have time. What do you want? I'm a busy guy. Today was up early for a work stream. Started my day at 8 a.m. Ran a 90-minute work stream. Did a full work day. Finished 15 minutes, less than 15 minutes before you and I hopped into this podcast. We'll finish this 40 minutes before I then do my own live stream. And then I go to cry and then I go to bed.
Nice.
Not bad.
My day.
Tell me.
Woke up.
Yeah.
4:30 in the morning. Yeah. Laid in bed watching TikToks until 6:30.
What are you going to do when they shut down?
It's going to be the worst day of my life.
So hold on. Time out.
What?
They're being shut down in America. Are they being shut down in Canada too?
So here is my thing. I hear because it's being shut down in the U.S., that they're kind of just going to
pull out.
Well, no, just like kill the app entirely. But also, I think that's just Americans centralizing themselves and everything.
Yeah, I don't think they're shutting down the entire app because it runs everywhere in the world and they're only not allowed to operate in America.
Yeah. Well, now they've put a hold on the ban for 270 days, which here's my theory.
This is so stupid. I hate capitalism and consumerism. And
here's my theory. Bullshit.
Go ahead.
So the app was shutting down the day before Trump was going to get put into the White House. So my theory is, and it's already playing out, I have a feeling that they're pushing the ban for Trump to then fly in and save the app to then win over.
Wasn't he
more people.
Like the pushing force to get it out the first time?
No, Trump has a lot of like stuff about how he's like, he thinks that it's fine. It's probably a lot of his influence on like how the rest of the world is evil on what got us to the China is stealing your information stuff.
Yeah.
But he's come out with interviews being like, I think it's a great app. So it's just like, but he never makes sense. He's constantly contradicting himself.
Mm-hmm.
So I think my conspiracy theory is that he is planning to like quote unquote save the app to then win over a lot of like young people.
Mm. My conspiracy theory will remain that mattress stores are money laundering fronts.
I would agree with that.
You ever see anyone buy a mattress from a mattress store? Absolutely not.
I bought mine from Sears.
Not a mattress store. Not a mattress.
Sears.
Yeah.
So I woke up so at 4:30, played TikTok, left to train people around 6:30, did a class from 7 till 8, then did my own training from 8:30 till 10. I got my foot checked out for my orthotics because I'm over the age of 30. Then I came home and I cleaned the house, and then I went back to the gym and trained people from 4 until 6, and then me and Mr. Box got dinner, and now I'm here with you.
Good day.
Great day.
Do you ever think that we work too hard?
I have multiple jobs, yes. I think I have boundary issues and I don't know how to say no.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
That being said, I had a conversation with my boss, whom I love and respect, And I said, hey, if you have any career advice, please let me, like, I'd love to hear it. And he said, here's a speech I did. You should watch it. And I went, oh. He goes, no, like, I'll give you, like, I'll answer any questions. I'll help however I can. You let me know, but just start there.
Imagine like, he's okay. Like, watch this, and leaves.
That was it. He was just like, oh, cool, yeah. Just watch this video. But he was like, no, I'll help you however you want. But he's like, the one thing that I will say is say yes to everything. Say yes and then find a way to do it later. And I was like, that's great. But also, I'm so tired all the time. So that is what I do.
But here, you got to be careful with say yes to everything. Because I remember somebody told me at the beginning of my makeup artist career, they said, say yes to everything. And so I did. I said yes to everything. So I remember this movie. I will not say the name of the film because the horrible treatment I received on this. I said yes. They essentially cast a girl with small breasts for this film. And they were doing a scene where they were going to rip her implant out. And they wanted her to go from like big, huge boobs to tiny little boobs. And I was like, okay. They were like, can you make prosthetic breasts? And I was like, I can make a mold of her chest and like try and create like a larger piece to go on top. But like, they didn't have the budget for me to be able to physically go into a shop and do it. So I had to like make it in my kitchen floor. So long story short, it looked horrible because, you know, you pay for shit, you get shit, right? So it didn't look good. So we took it off. We cheated it. So we essentially just went from boob and then just covered the breast in blood and then like put a scar under it. It looked fine. It looked the same. And when I say the emotional abuse that these people put me through, not only did both directors scream at me in front of everybody, but then they proceeded to like humiliate me in front of everybody, halt production for almost a full day and blame it on me to everyone. Then they owed me $5,000 for this production. After the production, this was done in Windsor. I went back to my home in Toronto. They took my, basically my contract and shredded it, refused to give it to me. So refused to give me any kind of copy so I wouldn't have any kind of legal right to any of my money. Called me, both of them called me and berated me on the phone. One guy was a carpenter for his other job, so told me if I did a bad job in carpentry, I would not get paid. So why should I pay you for the shit job that you did? Here's $600 for your time, and that's us being generous. And that was it. And it was the worst. Michael, oh, Gavin Booth. Fuck Gavin Booth. I hope he burns in hell. Anyways.
I like that you're like, clip. I will not say the title of this film, but here's the person's first and last name.
Yeah, fuck
and
it.
Social security
fuck
and
it. Home, Scare home address. House, Gavin Michael Booth. I hope you fucking rot in hell. Fuck that guy.
I'm livid for you right now.
I hope you. And you know what? Now he lives in LA and he is a shitty director and he hasn't. His career has not thrived. Thank you.
Do you think his house burned down?
I hope it did. Oh, that's Woof. Bad to say.
Well, there's the clip. So look out. Cancel juice again. Hey, no. Is that the worst job you think you've had in your lifetime?
That was one of that almost pushed me away. That was one of the reasons I stopped doing makeup for film and TV.
Yeah.
Doing an independent film where I was just treated so horribly. And yeah. I understand. And here's my thing. I know I made a mistake. I know I shouldn't have said yes to that. But the way that I was treated post, the way that I was treated after, oh my God. Never in my life. I will find you and your home and I will flush all your fish down the toilet.
That was a very delicate end to what was a
I was gonna say something else.
Start.
I was gonna say something else, but I was like, I will flush your fish down the toilet.
Good. Not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what my worst job would have been. I did. I had a job working for a flooring company that one of my lacrosse coaches owned the company. So mm-hmm. me and one of my teammates, his son, were working for him, and basically we started at like 5 a.m. most days, and we'd go on location and just tear up carpet. Like, we worked in the York University residences for a while and we just mm-hmm. tore up carpet, and that's what we did for like 40 hours a week, day in, day out, start early, end kind of early. And it
Pretty
was
easy job.
Just exhausting. It was just exhausting. It was dirty. It, like, you know when maybe when you're baking and there's flour and you can feel like your inside of your nasal cavity just dry and gross.
Did you wear a mask?
Mm-mm. They didn't. Those didn't exist at that time.
Oh yeah, no. Those were only made in 2020, brand new.
So I don't know. I've been pretty fortunate. Like, I can't do jobs that I find boring. I won't be able to. But I've never done terrible, terrible jobs. I mean, that being said, there were definitely some stretches of Disney on Ice where I was like, oh my God, this is horrible. Why are we doing this? But overall, I think I've been pretty fortunate. It is a discovery. I had a conversation with some friends yesterday where I was like, I think I need to care less about work. I think I'm too emotionally invested and it just doesn't serve me to be as overwhelmed and anxious as I am. It's not helping me do a better job. I'm doing a decent enough job. I just need to take a step back and either like fully realize I'm doing well or care less.
Have you seen that Apple TV show where it's like the girl like opts in to like get Severance. Yeah. It's almost like that, but like not, you know, a dystopic future.
Yeah.
Like you almost have to leave work at work and leave home at home.
But that's the thing is, this is where I do my work. Is in the exact same space. So that's part of the challenge.
I know, but it's like you got to like change the mindset.
I know, like I fully agree, but I think what worked well in my last job was that I could literally leave it. I could literally walk out the door and not think about it again. But since it's like there's no change of environment.
I have an idea.
Tell me.
Rent studio space.
Yeah, that would be cheap and easy.
Yeah, super cheap and easy.
Yeah, great.
Yeah,
lock it in.
Do that. Lock it in.
Perfect.
Studio space.
On my own dime, too.
Exactly.
Obviously.
Because you're rich.
In heart and spirit, I am.
Hey, you make more fucking money than me.
Well, you have 6 jobs. How is that even possible?
There's so many jobs.
Yeah. Anyhow, how's things?
Good. January is still new year, new me January. A lot of clients, a lot of new people. We're kind of getting to the third week now, so it's people who are a little bit more dialed in.
Yeah.
You know? A little bit more serious, a little bit more like willing to put in the work to stay. And the what's the like kind of flase da ones? What do we call them?
The flase da?
It's like something, I don't know. Just the ones who are like not as serious.
Sure.
Are kind of like fittering off, you know? Because it's the third week. I find the third week is when people are like, oh, it's cold out. I don't want to do it.
Usually for me, where I've worked out in the past, it's like the second week of February. And then people are like, all right, I'm done. That's when it finally goes from like crazy good luck getting any equipment to like, oh, okay, I can work out pretty normally.
But. Yeah. Yeah. So now it's starting to pitter off. Classes are still very busy, but it's starting to pitter off. You're starting to see a little bit less faces and stuff, which is like, I always want to have a busy class, but I want a busy class of people who really want to be there, you know, are really putting in the work and really want to be there versus like a full class of like people who have no idea what they're doing and don't want to learn on how to do it, you know? Yeah.
One day, without telling you, I'm just going to show up to one of your classes.
It would be the best day of my life. I would be so excited.
I'm just going to be there. In disguise.
It would have to be my last class, though. Because if me knowing that you are doing my class, then I have to immediately go into another, it would be torture.
Yeah, I understand.
Because like, I want to go and hang out.
Let's go open Pokemon cards or something.
This is exact. I would call in sick. I'd say I have to go hang out with my friend. I have to go open Pokemon cards. Somebody else has to teach these classes.
I gotta go. There's no other choice. I'm sorry.
I gotta go.
I don't know what to tell you guys.
I know.
Yeah.
Anyways, no. Yeah, that would be fun. But yeah, so that's kind of where I'm at right now. Oh my God, I was gonna say. Yeah, I've got some gigs coming up. Really excited.
Ooh, tell me more.
Well, there's stuff that we haven't signed contracts for.
Tell you less.
It's basically just like it's a lot of digital media stuff again.
Cool.
You know. So.
Yeah.
Once again, people thinking that I'm not booked. Can't wait.
Get
fucking wrecked. Everybody was in the UK this weekend for DragCon UK. I was not.
Also, can I ask you, and tell me if this is insensitive or indelicate, there was a queen that died. Did you know this queen?
Oh, the Vivian. Oh, yeah, we didn't talk about that.
No, condolences to like the whole community, obviously. Like, that's
The Vivian won season one? Yeah, I think, she won season one. She won season one of Drag Race UK. So it was working, it was being aired at I think it was either being aired at the same time we filmed.
Mm.
I think. Yeah. So she followed me and I followed her. We I never had the pleasure of being able to work, or I don't think I even ever met the Vivian. But big fan, always a big fan of her work. Really loved everything she did. She was very good at drag. You know, it's, you know, when there's someone who's like the best at something in your industry, like it's like there's like a handful of people where it's just like everything they do is going to be perfect. You just point at yourself. You just point at yourself. You just gave a little point to yourself. Me doing very heartfelt tribute and point at yourself.
I didn't interrupt. I didn't. You interrupted yourself. That's not on me. Continue.
Anyways, that's what the Vivian was. You know, so she was like one of the greats, one of the big ones. So it was kind of, it was really sad. There was a lot of people, and like somebody who like a lot of the Drag Race girls had worked with her. So it kind of shook the core a bit from the people. Yeah. I got a lot of texts from people that day being like, love you. And I was like, oh, are you having a rough time? They're like, I am. I was like, okay, that's fine.
Yeah. Well, shit. Yeah. That is a bummer. And I know like it speaks volumes to the, I think the drag community, just like, I'm tangentially related to it through you and Cynthia and maybe a couple of other people, maybe, but ultimately the fact that it still kind of reached my feed and my circles and I mean, through our live stream communities obviously as well, but it didn't come up there. It came up elsewhere. So always a shock, always upsetting, and condolences to everyone involved.
Yeah. Very sad. Yeah, it was a bummer, but you know, I didn't know her personally, so for me it wasn't as hard.
Sure.
It was kind of just like I could feel empathetic towards the people around me, but it's like I didn't have to really go through things. But there was it's so weird. Drag Race fans are so strange because Raja, who won Drag Race as well, and they were very close, did a Instagram live basically like talking through her feelings, talking about it and like saying like memories and stuff, like something really nice, you know, just to like kind of give her some bits of closure or just to help her cope. And Drag Race fans are like screen recording it and posting it everywhere and like making content out of it. And it's just like, I think for that to live on someone's Instagram feed as like a tribute to their friend is fine. I think that's lovely. I think that's beautiful. And if that's how you needed to work out your emotions, great. Whatever you need to do. I think someone screen recording that, downloading it, and reposting it for likes and clicks is so fucking strange and intrusive and like icky to me. I don't know, man. Fucking Drag Race fans are fucked sometimes.
But not your fans.
Never mind.
All right, let's bounce back from that. I've been playing Rivals a lot, so that's fun.
Ugh, I want to play so bad. I haven't had time to just sit and play. I did have enough time to play to get my Jeff skin, though.
Oh, so you got it.
I got it. Cutie. Yeah. What I got my cutie. Little cutie. I got my little, he's got his little sweater on, his little goggles. Have you been playing with the Fantastic Four yet?
I have been playing since Mr. Fantastic and Invisible Woman were added, so I've not played with them, but I've been in games where they're around. They're pretty much always selected.
Are they okay?
Yeah, they're cool.
Yeah?
Yeah. I would say Mr. Fantastic is a higher skill ceiling DPS player, duelist, and Invisible Woman seems like a really viable support option on the strategist side. Yeah.
I like her. I think her ult, she makes everybody invisible.
She creates a column, basically, that if you hop into it, they can't see you unless they're also in it. But if they hop in it, they're slowed and you're being healed in it anyway. So it's kind of a really bad choice.
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah. Okay, that's cool. Cool. Love that. Sweet. Fun.
Cool. Yeah. You want to dive in?
Oh my God. Yeah. Sorry.
Why?
Very passionate tonight.
No, it's great. I like it. Let's chat. Whatever you got.
Okay, cool. Yeah, let's chat. You go.
So today we decided that we want to talk through what is essentially our wish list for Switch 2, what we hope the new Switch successor will bring, will change, will work to correct, all of those types of things. And this is coming off the heels of a number of things. This is coming off the heels of there was a big leak, allegedly through the retail side. Apparently Walmart leaked the potential release date of the Switch 2. To the best of my knowledge, the Switch 2 has not been officially announced. Like, obviously everyone's aware Nintendo, of course, is going to go and make another follow-up. It's been almost 10 years, I think, that this console's been out.
10?
I think so. So there's rumors that this will actually be announced tomorrow, the day after we're recording this, a day or 2 days before we release this. So this is going to be our wish list. And depending on when the news breaks or what the news is, or if anything happens whatsoever, we might actually be able to say, hey, did we get it right? Were we soothsayer? Were we predictive? Did we get it right?
Well, the rumors I heard is that literally tomorrow is the surprise announcement.
Yeah, I said that, but you were on your phone.
Yeah, I was on my phone.
Yeah.
Anyways.
So, Juice, what would you like to see from Switch 2? Games, features, hardware, whatever you got.
Top five.
Okay, games. Go ahead.
Run. I'm going to do top five games.
Oh, you're going games. Go ahead.
Top five games. I want a new Mario Kart.
Okay.
Okay. Will I play it? No.
Probably not.
But I want it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Never going to touch it, but yes, I want it.
Never heard you tell me a single story where you're like, so I was playing Mario Kart.
Yeah. It's nice to have.
You could tell me that you've never played it and I would believe you. Mm. Okay.
The new Pokemon game?
Sure. That's already going to happen one way or the other, though.
Exactly.
Okie doke. Hedging your bets.
Yep. Really good on that one. New Zelda?
Sure.
Love that. Big fan. New Zelda game.
You won't get it.
Shut the fuck up.
For a while. Like, they just released Tears of the King.
Yeah, but what if they give me Wind Waker? What if they give me Wind Waker?
Well, that's not a new Zelda. That's an old Zelda.
Yeah, but it's remastered.
Well, you didn't say that, but also that's still an old Zelda. Anyhow, carry on. Carry on. You said top five, but you only have three. Is that, am I guessing that's right? Because you're just looking off into the distance. Staring.
Okay, wait, the wall. I could do two more
because you have them, or because
Mario Odyssey 2.
Sure, you just pulled that from the TikTok video you sent me earlier.
Yeah, because it excited me and I liked it.
Sure.
Mario Odyssey 2 and not horrible graphics.
That's not a game.
You said top five whatever.
You said top five games. You said, I'm going to give you the top five games. I said, we can start and talk about whatever. You're like, top five games. Let's go. This was your choice. And one of your games was better graphics?
Better graphics.
You're hard to work with sometimes.
What about you, fucking dick?
Well, I'm not going to give you a list of five games and then only give you four games. I can give you things that I would like to see or would like to have.
Okay, game five, Pokemon trading card game. Get wrecked.
Why would you want that? You have it on your
phone. I'm having a lovely time. I prefer it on a console.
You would not. You would not play that on your Switch. You would not put down your phone, which you're already on, to pick up your Switch, to turn it on, to do what?
What if I did?
Do the exact same thing? You fucking would not.
Pokemon Snap 2.
Sure. Yeah, that's a good one.
You got
that,
bitch.
That is at least an actual game. Anyhow, for me, I want better controllers, which have been rumored. Oh, the other side of the rumor was at CES last week, which is a consumer electronics showcase, something to that effect. There was a company that was, I believe, contracted to create peripherals. So aftermarket controllers, et cetera, et cetera. And they had a 3D printed version of the Switch 2. And they were just like, yeah, this is the model that we've been working off of. And no one from Nintendo came to yell at them about it. So it has been considered very credible that there was essentially a 3D printed version of the Switch 2 out. Anyhow, there are rumors as a result around the controllers and that sort of stuff that they will be a little bit bigger, that they'll be magnets instead of sliding in, the lock in.
Don't know if I like that.
There's also an interesting thing where you can turn it sideways and there's a little optical laser in it and you can use it as a mouse. And I'm like, that's pretty sweet.
Explain that to me more.
So
I'm
you can
confused.
Just use it for, okay. So hold on. Where's my Switch? It's right here actually. So you have a Switch controller, right? And then you turn it this way and you use this like a mouse. Click, 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 click. click, 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 click.
And so then you could do like
those are here, and you just move it around. Mouse, mouse, mouse.
What game would you need to do that with?
Any shooter game would be better than having to use your twin sticks. Maybe bring back Mario Paint. That's an art game. Anyhow, ooh, that's just one of the rumored things. And but for me, that controller is too fucking small. Give me a stock, slightly bigger controller because I got big hands.
I was going to say, you got those big hands. You know, big hands mean
bigger gloves. Need for controller size increase.
Big gloves.
Yeah, true. Yeah. But for me, that's what I want. The controllers feel like a shitty, crappy toy. It feels like a plastic piece of shit. Give me something that feels at least a little more like a controller. You know what I mean?
Now, do you think Nintendo is going to be like, yeah, we're going to give you all this cool stuff, and then they essentially just give you the Twitch, but it's just a little bit bigger?
The Twitch?
The Twitch, the Switch, the Switch, but it's just a little bit bigger?
No, they'll upgrade graphics. Like, your request for one of your games being better graphics is a no-brainer. They're not just going to be like, hey, here's the exact same console, but slightly bigger. They're going to make it have stronger processing power. It won't, in my opinion, I doubt that it'll come in line with like the current generation of consoles. Like, it's not going to compete with like a PS5 and the Xbox Series.
Because what was before the Switch?
Wii U.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
And the Wii was before that.
Correct.
Ugh.
Yeah.
So it's not big jumps in graphics.
No, but I mean, like, where the Switch is at is way too far behind the rest of the industry anyways. So,
yeah,
like, they could make a jump. There's you know, a Steam Deck, which essentially does the same thing. Sure, it's bigger, but it does the same thing, but with modern graphics. So it's not unreasonable for the Switch to be like, yeah, we'll do it. But the thing is, Nintendo has never used their consoles to compete. In their minds, they're not competing. They're not trying to be the most graphically advanced. They're not trying to be the prettiest. They're just like, hey, we want to make fun games accessible to largely more child-focused audiences. So they're not going to try, in my opinion, I think it's going to be a massive step up, but I don't think that they're going to try to bring in the highest top-end tech.
Mm.
That's my thought process. I also want them to remaster Legend of Zelda games and some old Mario games, like remaster Mario Sunshine, because apparently that handles like shit. But Nintendo's not typically been very big in the remaster scene. Like, that's not been their MO.
That'd be huge money.
Nintendo just does Nintendo things. That's just a thing that we all need to come to terms with. They just do their own fucking things. It doesn't make sense. We could back up a truckload of cash to their front door and say, hey, remaster Wind Waker. We'll give you all this money. And they're like, nah. And that's not to say that they won't do it for the Switch too. To me, that's a strong open. But like, people have been asking for it for like a decade. People have been asking for it since Switch came out. So,
like, why are you remastering Skyward Sword?
Yeah, I don't know.
Ugh.
I don't know.
The worst one.
I don't know. The other thing that I really want is the Mario sports games to get better. Like, they released a Mario Golf. They released Mario Strikers, which is kind of like soccer and or football to some of you. And they sucked. They sucked on the Switch, and I have
heard on Mario Tennis was fun.
Yeah, well, you heard that from me because I was top 50 in the world. Don't forget,
I used to play it with my cousins.
Top 50.
Top 50. That's top. I forgot. Didn't I say like that was hot or something?
Yeah, you were like, I hate that. I think that's hot, and I'm like, yeah, well, whatever.
Oh, so, yeah, I remember it. I thought it was like, I hate that I'm attracted to that.
Whatever. But do those better. Stop making them little baby games. You know how in Mario Party, there's random stars at the end, and everyone's like, this makes it a little fucking baby game because anyone can win and it's not a skill-based game. Yeah. And then they release Jamboree and they're like, you can turn that off. Golf and Strikers have the same kind of thing where there's like just a small element of randomness, which means it's not necessarily a skill-based game anymore. It's trying to cater to allow everyone to play and have fun. Well, I want to fucking win. Okay. I'm better than you. I have earned a victory. I don't want to get to the end and then have them be like, beautiful little snowflake juice, don't worry, here's three extra stars, you win. Bullshit.
We should unpackage that.
Go ahead. You're trying to make fun of me because I said unpackage instead of unpack.
Yep.
Kendall Jenner commented on it and made fun of me.
Not only did she comment, she DM'd me. She double teamed you. She messaged me and she went unpackage.
That's too big of a name. That's too big of a name to come after me in the comments. You know what I mean?
I mean, I thought it was nice that she watches our stuff.
It was sweet.
I know. But her and I are super close, so it makes sense, but still.
Hi, lovely to meet you. I'm an idiot. Great first impression I made. No.
Oh, really? She's quite nice.
I know. I've heard great things.
Yeah.
Yeah, would love to. Get her to play some video games with us and we'll chat.
Oh, that's hilarious. I've tried. It's funny. Sometimes she goes to me, she's like, Juice, should we play video games on Twitch? And I'm like, no.
Oh, you switch gears. So when you come over, you're going to come and play. We're going to play couch co-op style games. Kendall can come.
Bring Kendall. You're going to get 5 minutes out of her.
That's fine. She can wander away.
I got it.
Go ahead.
I got it.
Go ahead.
Me, you, Kendall, Overcooked.
Nope. Pass. I'm talking about bad first impressions. Me playing Overcooked with someone who's never played a game? Bad. Nope. Bad. Pass.
Immediately. My favorite is watching people getting mad at Overcooked. You are my sous chef.
Dude, I would kill you. Like, it would be one thing if we tried to
be in person.
Well, that's what I mean. It would be one thing if we tried on a Twitch stream. It would be a different thing if you were in place, like in the same place as me. I would fucking kill you. I feel like you just have this goldfish brain where I'm like, okay, you're going to cook the hamburgers. And you're like, got it. And 12 seconds later, you'd be like, I'm chopping lettuce. I'm like, but fucking why? Why are you doing that? You had one job. It would end our friendship. There's no way that we could do it.
No, I think we'd get closer.
There's no way.
Fine.
Is there anything else that you want from Switch 2? I got a couple more things, but I've been holding the spotlight for a minute.
I want more customizational colors for the console. I don't want it to just be red.
Sure.
You know,
I mean, there were a handful here and there, but yeah, I mean, it's interesting because I think Nintendo did that quite well. Like, you look at the Game Boy, you look at, well, the Game Boy Color, you look at the N64, and those were available in so many different colors over the years. Mm-hmm. Go and get as many as you want. I feel like the Switch did a red one, they did an Animal Crossing one, they did a Legend of Zelda one, but they were all like collector's items, so they release smaller amounts of them, and I don't feel like that was always the case. I could be wrong.
You know what, if they fucking released the like clear colored ones,
bring it back.
I am breaking down the doors.
Bring it back. Give me the clear, like semi-translucent. Ooh. I don't know which one, and I'm not going to pretend to know because I say unpackage things. Anyhow, one of those, I'm all in. Like, I think
I'm
it's
so
such
in.
A cool look. I think it's such a cool look.
The ones we had two when I was a kid. We had one in like a blue and a purple.
Yeah, like and the purple always, semi. Oh,
yeah. My brother always gave me the purple one because it was the gay color. So that was fun.
So you're saying your brother made you gay?
Did I ever tell you how my brother found out I was gay?
You told him, and he was like, "Cool."
So I didn't want to tell my brother, but so my parents told him, like my parents gave me like money and sent me to the mall, and my parents told him, and they were like, so your brother's really worried. He's going to get bullied and all this stuff. And he's like, well, why? And he was just like, well, your brother's gay. He's like, yeah, I know. I've been telling him that his whole life.
So I think he willed it into existence. Just think of what
I think he did.
What do you think straight juice would be like?
You.
You would be me. So you're
still a little soft.
I'm not soft. I've worked out 3 days in a row. I'm rugged,
manly. Oh,
look at this.
Remember
beard.
To flex the chest, not the traps.
That's
you don't
want
to look like a turtle.
I don't mind traps though. You know, whatever.
I know, anyway. But when people only flex their traps, they look like a ninja turtle.
Kind of cool though. I bet there's a lot of ladies out there that are really into Ninja Turtles.
I don't know if you want to be around.
I hear they're coming back.
Ninja Turtles?
The you know how there's Dad Bod?
Ninja Turtle Bod.
Ninja Turtle Bod. I hear it's coming back.
Just a little sprinkle of bestiality, you know? Sprinkle.
A little sprinkle. Toss it in there.
Sprinkle of it.
I also put on my list, in line with yours, I want them to, I wrote, try harder with Pokemon. Like, yes, there's another one slated. Hope Switch 2 should be out first. Then the next one's going to be on Switch 2. Hopefully it's on both, so I don't have to run and buy a Switch 2. But fucking please, just do better. Just do it better.
I thought it was a baby game for babies.
It is a baby game for babies. That's what I mean. Stop making it a baby game for babies. Get it better. I will fucking die on this hill. You give me the HD 2D style graphics where it's like pixel art, but like really beautiful. And like the effects are all 3D around it. I think I would reference games, but I don't think you know any of them, Juice. But for anyone else.
The one that you played it. I was going to play it. Say it.
I don't know.
The one where it's like the crystal or. Ugh. You loved it.
Would it be Octopath Traveler?
No.
Astrobot.
No. Oh, is that what you're referencing?
No, I have no idea what you're talking about right now. You did that thing that you do where you're like, oh, that one thing. And
they're like chibi, and I think the word sword is in it, and it's like very pixelated, and you loved the story. Oh, cult, God.
Cult of the Lamb.
No.
Yeah. Okay, I'll be honest. At least you were a little more descriptive with your language this time around. But I still—it's
a girl and a guy.
It's
a girl and a guy. Yeah. I think the word "sword" is in it. The front cover is they're like looking at stars.
Sea of stars. Similar. Stars, but not quite. That's still very traditional, but like Octopath Traveler, that sort of thing. Anyhow, like, give me any Pokemon game in that art style. Are you looking up Octopath Traveler?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, fucking beautiful. Give me a Pokemon game. Old school like that.
Oh, I don't like that.
Well, get fucked. I'm going to get it and you can't have it.
Oh, no. Yeah, I like that. Okay. Do I not like it? I don't know if I like it. I think I like it.
Yeah. This is great content. So what else would you like from the Switch 2?
I want the Switch 2 to be available to everybody except you.
That's the meanest thing you've ever said. I can't believe you said that. It's so hurtful. The next thing I wrote down was fix online. Nintendo has never been like, hey, you know, it'd be really easy. Here's a friends list and you're playing a game together and just add your friend and here's voice chat. Great. Never. I don't know. Like, I think the prevalent.
Is there even voice options?
Not for, I don't think anything. I think literally not. But I could be wrong. But to me, I think it's like they're trying to protect kids or whatever. But every other fucking system has figured it out. Every other system has figured it out.
I would agree with the protecting kids thing because it's just
friends list. Only be able to call with the people.
The voice is the problem.
Because
kids are going to add some fucking random person. They're going to be in a Discord and add somebody and it's going to be like.
They need to be just less dumb. Kids need to be less dumb. Yeah.
Yeah.
I said it.
I agree.
So.
I agree.
Fix online. Make it easy to hop in a call with someone and play games with them. That's stupid that we're in the year of the Lord 2025. Never figured it out. Get fucked. Give me games. So. Also, I don't need to play any shooters on the Switch 2. Please don't come in and be like, we put Call of Duty on.
Call of Duty
on Switch 2. Don't do that. I know like you want to make money and like that's neat, Nintendo, but like the Switch is not the place for shooters. It just
also, there's I don't think the Switch should like dive into something that's going to be on the PlayStation. Like,
what do you mean?
Remember the Harry Potter game, how it was on both?
Yeah.
But the graphics were vastly different.
Yeah.
That's what I don't like.
But also, again, keep in mind that the PS5, I think, is 4, 5, 6 years old, and the Switch is 10 years old. I don't know, hold on. PS5 release date.
I was gonna say, I don't think it's that old.
2020.
Oh my god.
November 2020. So
oh my god.
Yeah. But you know, I don't mind, like, cross-platform is really traditional in the industry, but the Switch has just fallen so far behind that it's not even close. So if they're going to make a big jump and they're going to be relatively careful with it, like, again, the one rumored game that was mentioned in the thing you sent me was Red Dead Redemption 2, which from a graphical fidelity perspective is very demanding. I didn't vibe with Red Dead Redemption 2, so I played it for a bit and then stopped. But like,
but do you think with them the rumor saying Red Dead Redemption 2 being on the Switch 2 means that they would have a graphic fidelity to be able to
maybe uphold? It's been Nintendo's MO that they're like, yeah, we have this game. It's just like a scaled back and uglier version. I don't know that they would ever make the step forward to be like, it's going to look just as good as it ever has. I don't think they're going to get that big of a jump.
They'll be like, it looks good for babies.
Because it's a fucking baby game. Yeah, babies out there skinning deer and shooting up towns.
Babies.
Red Dead Redemption 2 Baby Edition. I'd play that, actually. That'd be fun. That'd be pretty fun, I think. Do you have any other demands for Switch 2?
That's it.
You want... So hold on. You have a list of 5 games. One of them's not a game. You want them in different colors. And you want them to not put out shitty versions of games.
Yep.
Simple man with simple needs. You know what I mean? I respect
my
it.
My guy. I
respect it.
Also, like, I'm going to be so easily fucking impressed on whatever they give me. Eh.
You're the reason we haven't gotten a good Pokemon. You're the problem. I need you, when the next Pokemon comes out and it's shit, I need you to take to the streets.
Well, I already refuse to play Scarlet and Violet.
Signs. I want you to go to active protests. It doesn't even have to be about the next Pokemon game. Go hijack a different protest and just be like, Nintendo, make a better Pokemon game. Game Freak, get your head out of your ass.
I've been very vocal about how bad Scarlet and Violet is.
I need you to do more because they keep giving us shit ones and we're just sitting there and we're gobbling it down like little fucking babies.
I'm gonna gobble down the next one.
Don't. If it's bad, we take to the streets. Non-violent.
I'm still gonna buy it. What are you gonna do? Demo it?
Wait until it reviews, and when it's a 6 out of 10, because welcome to Pokemon, don't buy it. That's how the only way they're gonna change it. The problem is everyone's like, yeah, I'm just gonna buy it no matter what. They're not gonna change it. Why would they? Why would they make it better? You have to vote with your money and fucking take a stance for something for once in your dumb life. I need you.
I like
to
how
get off your ass and get out there and start making sure that people know we need a better Pokemon. Don't. No hate speech. You know what? No threats of violence. You don't. It's not necessary. But I need you out there rallying the people together to say, hey, don't we deserve more?
This is the clip.
We're on strike. We refuse to return. Ready? I got it. No one bathes until they give us a better Pokemon. The whole world stinks, and it's Nintendo's fault.
Careful.
That's how you make a statement.
Some of us might be into that.
You're into everything.
No, I am not. I'm not. I can give you a list of things I am not into.
I think the list of things you're not into, way smaller than the list of things you are into. Of all of the things ever in the history of this world.
That being said, Jackson's going to let you know what he's into, which is our Patreon.
Hey, everybody. Head on over to patreon.com/itdangerpod. Over there, you can find ways to financially support myself and the cutie on the other side of the screen here as we work our way to becoming podcast girlies /boilies. What is it? If you're a girly, what would I be as a boy?
Faggot.
Of course, over at patreon.com/itdangerpod, you can find a whole myriad of additional content that you might love. You can go and check out video episodes of the podcast. You can get the podcast one day before the rest of the world does, and you can get a monthly cameo style video from myself and the one and only Jupes Box. However, if you have no loons or tunes to spare, please head on over to Instagram. We're there at itdangerpod, and you can check out some of the clips that we make. Please comment happy things. Don't make fun of me when I say words wrong, Kendall Gender, and share with your friends. Also, fun fact, Juice, did you know, take a guess, how many Apple Podcast reviews we have for the pod?
5.
2. Go out, do me a solid, and give us a 5-star review on Apple Pod, Spotify, wherever you listen. I'd really appreciate it. 2.
And with that being said, for the 2 people who left us those reviews, thank you so much. You are my favorite so far. Yeah. And we will see you next week with another It's Dangerous to Go Alone. Ta-ta, bye.
Ta-ta for now.